Monroe City Superintendent Dr. Tracy Bottoms joins us. And, of course, as folks know by now, assistant football and girls basketball coach Jamar White was killed in an accident on Saturday night. And first of all, I know the school is going to be there to support the students and also the faculty members. What's taking place?
We met this morning with our high school staff at 7:45 and just kind of gave them a brief rundown of just what we had available. You know, we have outside counselors here for our students. We also have a grief counselor here, a crisis counselor for our faculty. And just spread that information out to the high school staff and then just display it out or send it out to the rest of the staff. So they're aware that, you know, if you have kids that are having issues, we've asked our staff to be mindful, to pay attention to what's going on. You know, we've identified numerous kids who, you know, were related to Jamar and things like that, that we want to make sure that we're paying attention, but we want to pay attention to all of our students. You know, Jamar had a great impact on more than just his family members, I can assure you of that. And it's a pretty quiet day in Monroe City, not just at the school, Bob, but in the whole community.
And I'm guessing this assistance will be available throughout the week too, won't it?
Yeah. We're going to meet again today after school and kind of debrief, and you know, we'll have those counselors around as long as we feel that they're needed. Yes.
Let me ask you too. How about, and I know this is tough, how about some personal reflections of Jamar and what he meant to you and what he has meant to Monroe City?
You know, as a former coach, I think it's interesting. One of the things that you look at, even when you interview coaches and teachers, Bob, one of the things that you look for is the ability to build relationships, positive relationships with kids. And it was obvious early on when I met Jamar 4 years ago, very obvious. His personality was very infectious. And he just cared about kids. He obviously cared about Monroe City. You know, he was on the state championship team in 94, which he would remind you of from time to time. But he was good for kids. And people like that in our profession, Bob, they're a huge asset to what we have going on every day. And he cared about our kids. He cared about other kids. You see him playing in other schools, and he'd be seeking out former athletes and kids, talking to them. I think that speaks volumes to the kind of person he was.
You read some of the comments on social media over the last day or so. I think the underlying theme seems to be, Dr. Bottoms, that he made everyone he came in contact with feel special.
Yeah, I think listening to Coach Kirby and Coach Leonard talk a little bit, and I think maybe Coach Kirby says it best. If you were a family to him, it didn't make a difference if you were truly family or not, blood-related family. Once you were in his circle, you were in his circle. And his circle was large and widespread. And he, you know, you look at all the things. I couldn't tell you how many shout-outs we've had from area school districts. And I tweeted that last night. We were very appreciative of the calls, the emails, the text of, hey, you know, if we can help in any way. Area schools wearing black and gold today, a lot of black and gold in our hallways today. But again, I think it speaks volumes to the kind of person that Jamar was.
It's a tough week too for that reason, and also you've got a football game, you've got softball to think about, but maybe that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of the things my high school principal made a comment this morning to his staff is, and I do think it's true. I think in my mentality is we're still business as usual. The routine and those things for our kids, even in a tough time, Bob, is a good thing. Routine for them is a good thing. There'll be a time to mourn. We're in that process, and it'll be a long process for a lot of kids and a lot of our community members. But the routine and those things, and hopefully they'll get themselves focused and think about Jamar a little bit and what he would have wanted, and maybe things will go our way.
If you were going to speak directly to the students and to the faculty members right now, what would you like to tell them?
You know, as someone, Bob, who's lost a lot of people in their lives, and my mom and my dad and lots of family members, personal reflection is to think about the good times for our students. Think about the impact that Jamar or someone like Jamar has in your life, and how can you carry that forward? I mean, a lot of comments to say, if we had more people in the world who are like Jamar, the world would be a lot better place. And I think for our kids and for our staff, I think that's very important. You know, for our staff, I'd say, you know, make sure you take care of your own mental well-being, with your family. Make sure your family knows how you feel about them. But when it comes to our staff, for our students, please comfort. We're here together. We've talked about that this morning, about we have to lean on one another now, and we have to take care of our kids. You know, at the end of the day, watching kids mourn and suffer is not an easy thing to do, but we'll do the best we can to comfort them and to give them what they need to move them forward.
All right, Monroe City Superintendent Dr. Tracy Bottoms, he's joined us today.